We've been tracking this Houston to Dallas bullet train that they are in the process of building. They had this.
You've been tracking it and then telling me about it.
Yes, we've
But I saw the rendering, the artistic rendering of the station that's going to be up there, and like one of the worst places in America to accidentally get off the freeway, 290 and 610.
Yep.
Where for the last 5 years,
Northwest Mall,
Google Maps, Apple Maps, it is eluded.
That's a
interpretation.
That's a great point. That
you get
area.
Off on the wrong exit in that area, and it's good luck. All of a sudden, I'm in Pearland. Oh my God.
That is an excellent take. You could basically be going to like. You could be going to Austin. You could end up in Dallas.
I'm going through the Galleria. I'm going to try to get on 290 North, but my GPS is going to tell me, no, you want to be in the Heights. It's awful. It's awful.
The people who are in charge of building this Houston to Dallas and back bullet train, they've chosen Northwest Mall near Loop 610 and 290 as their preferred site to kind of start the journey.
Yeah, it's all well and good for that area. Look, the real estate has kind of foundered right there, maybe partly because nobody wants to get off on that exit because it's awful.
That's what they're saying.
But also, it kind of ignores the fact that, this bullet train that's going to be 200 miles per hour barreling past nice, quiet country scenes. People between here and Dallas who, especially, I would imagine in particular, the people that are only like a 2 hour drive from Dallas up in the middle of nowhere up with a couple hundred acres are not happy about this train barreling past their property.
Good point. I don't know if this makes for interesting radio, but I really, man, whatever, I've gone to Europe a few times in my life, and if you take those bullet trains or those fast trains, it's just, they're just great. And I understand there's a very heavy cost associated with them, obviously. You're talking about billions of dollars, and that's a big deal. I get that. That's the big thing, the cost. But the ability to connect cities and make it an incentive to take these trains as opposed to planes or cars, I really think it's a big thing.
The only problem, though, is, Mike, those are in countries where the entire population is compressed into, you've got multiple cities in the space of Dallas to Houston.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's why, like, it makes a lot more sense on the East Coast where a lot of cities are really close to each other and people use the train more often. It's just, there's such wide spaces, just such wide expanses to cover out here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying, like, San Francisco, New York, but, like, Houston, Dallas, Houston, New Orleans, Houston, San Antonio,
and Austin, that.
I think that would be a big deal. But
And yet, you probably think you're too good to get on the megabus, don't you?
No,
you think you're
so
too good to get on the megabus. How many times have you been on the megabus?
I have not been.
I've never been. I don't even know how to. I just it intrigues me.
I haven't been to Dallas that often, in fairness. And let's keep it that way.
So yesterday, a bunch of people are angry at Doritos. Why, Mike? Because Doritos had the gall, the temerity to take into account the needs and desires of its women customers and try to tailor a product specifically to meet those needs. For the life of me, I can't figure out why Doritos' CEO, Indra Nooyi, said that the company is looking at ways to develop women-friendly chips that do not leave flavor residue on the fingers and have a less audible crunch. She said that the research has showed that a lot of women don't like the fact that Doritos and Cheetos and all these things leave this nasty orange gunk on your fingers, and that men will lick those fingers like brazenly out in public because we're slobs and we don't care, where women are less likely to do that. It also claimed that some women don't like the loud crunching, that they'd like to be more discreet about it. Now, this is a generalization, of course, but how I read this is that, women might consume this product differently. Let's have a product for women, or at least geared towards women. And people are up in arms about this, I think, because they feel like it's painting women as like, oh, you're dainty, you're delicate, you need to be that. Well, no, that's not what it is. It's that men are boorish brutes. We're disgusting slobs. There's nothing. That's all this is all about. And there's one second. For the last 20 years, I've been hearing about how companies don't pay attention to women enough. They don't listen to the needs of women. Oh, they're not catering to women. I feel like Doritos is getting raked through the coals for actually trying to listen to women here.
All right, I have a couple questions here.
Okay.
Here are my questions.
I don't understand the crunching part. Like, I think women like to crunch on things just as many.
That was one of my questions. Do women actually not want their chips to crunch in their mouth? I enjoy the crunch. That's my first take.
Okay.
My second opinion is you can judge me if you want. That's fine.
You don't like getting the gunk on your fingers. That's fine,
Mike. I do. Oh, okay. I do, actually. Right. I do like it. And I like licking it off at the end.
Yeah,
I do. Yes, I do.
A lot of guys, that's what Indra, that's what, what's Indra her name? Nooyi. What's her name? Indra Nooyi. I think this is what happens. This is what the danger of Twitter is. People see a headline about, hey, Doritos is making Lady Doritos. And instantly, like, honestly, when I first saw that headline, I'm like, oh, what the hell is this? Because your gut is, your very sexist gut notion is that, like, oh, these men at Doritos just want to make something dainty for the ladies because they think women are delicate. So I get that first reaction. But I feel like once you actually read the article and look into it, oh, this is the female CEO of a major company who's talking about how their research shows that women might prefer a different product, so we're going to make a product for women. I don't know if they, and I don't think they're actually calling them Lady Doritos. I despise calling the women's version of anything the lady. I don't like it with sports nicknames. Right. Like if you're the Rangers, you don't need to have the Lady Rangers, because then all of a sudden, like, why do they have to be the Lady Rangers?
Let's have all of our female listeners text in to the DWIattorney.com text line 713-572-4610. Do you like the crunch in chips in Doritos, and do you like the residue left on your fingers after eating chips? 713-572-4610.
I don't know if that's a question we need to be answered. I think we just need to ask them, are they offended by the Lady Doritos?
And
or would
that,
you like them
third question.
What if they were? What if it was called something different, like instead of Lady Doritos, like Doritos for chicks?
Is that what they're calling it?
No, I don't think they are. I just said that. I don't think that's what they're calling it.
Okay.
That's what they're saying in the paper. Yeah.
Landry claims that if he had heard this before Sunday, he would have actually bet money on the Eagles. This was a package put together by NBC5 in Philadelphia when they were interviewing Eagles receiver Alshon Jeffrey before the big game.
How much fun is this, and how much are you enjoying this experience so far?
Honestly, I think this is terrible doing all this. I think that we could have stayed in Philly and come on Friday or Saturday.
Then you wouldn't get to see Timberlake and all the other celebrities here. It's part of the experience, right?
He a normal person. He bleed just like I bleed. He go through feelings just like I've. So, I mean, he's a celebrity to you. I mean, hats off to him. I listen to his music. I mean, he's a great guy. I mean, great artist. But I'm here to play football. I care less about all that other.
Did you see the temperature for game day on Sunday?
We playing indoors.
If you were outside, though, how would that affect it?
I don't think the Super Bowl will be in the winter. I mean, we'll be here.
Makes sense. They had it cold in New York, right?
I don't think the Super Bowl will be here.
Fair enough.
His analysis on the cold part was 100% on. So you feel, Landry, that he exhibited such a level of confidence and swagger and not caring that you felt like it was a good mentality going into the game.
Hey, while he was all business, Bill Belichick was at basketball games. That's all I got to say about that.
Listen, as I pointed out on Friday morning, I don't get many things right on this show, but I did say this. If Doug Peterson was showing up at an NBA game courtside, people would have been livid. Belichick did it, and he got out coached by the great Doug Peterson. God, that sounds great to say.
One of our women listeners on the DWIattorney.com text line says, yes to the crunchiness, no to the stuff left on the fingers. My wife said the same thing. She likes the crunchiness. She doesn't like that. This is the problem. And somebody brings up a good point where they say that companies usually, when they do this, they don't bother publicizing that they're doing it for women. He claims that Coke did it with Coke Zero. They made it towards men because the idea of a Diet Coke seems more feminine. So they came up with Coke Zero to enhance men to drink it. Another couple soda companies did it. You know what? A kind of a similar situation was, do you remember the McLean Deluxe?
The what?
McLean Deluxe. It was the McDonald's burger that was like a leaner hamburger. It actually performed better in taste tests than the other burgers, but because people psychologically heard McLean Deluxe, they're like, screw that. I'm not buying a lean burger. That's going to taste disgusting. It's like sometimes people say, like, sometimes companies actually won't put gluten-free on something that is gluten-free because people associate that with, like, a health food or something.
Okay.
So in their mind, they're like, I don't want gluten-free. I don't want that trash, even though it's the same damn thing.
Man, that psychology is such a big deal.
So the McLean Deluxe, I think likewise with, like, if they would have just rolled out, like, this is the new Crunchless Doritos or something, more women might have naturally started buying that anyway. But as soon as you call it Lady Doritos, then you're like, wait a second, I don't need no stinking Doritos made for women. I can drink a man's chip. I can do anything a man can do, including crunchy Doritos.
I can't believe I'd never heard of the McLean Deluxe. I'm fascinated.
It was
by
a long
story.
Time ago. Yeah. It would have been like when I was in high school.
Okay,
and it was a long time ago. And I was excited about it at the time. Because you fool yourself. You're like, I'm going to eat healthy. What are you going to eat? Slightly less saturated fat.
Did you ever eat the McLean Deluxe?
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Okay.
They had some special manufacturing process that hydrated the meat. So it had like the same volume and everything, and it was juicy, but it wasn't as fat. And people liked it, except that it was called McLean.
The Cavaliers are not firing Tyronn Lue. The Rockets humiliated the Cavs. I'm guessing most people would disagree with this. I almost felt bad for the Cavs on Saturday because, and now maybe it won't matter in the playoffs. I kind of think that it does. I'm at a point where I don't think Cleveland is going to make it out of the Eastern Conference, and I'm probably ready to declare that right now. But boy, they were just, that could have been, that game, that was a home game for Cleveland, obviously. That game could have been played on Mars, and if you match up their complete lack of fundamentals and effort on defense against this Rockets team,
gosh.
I mean, they could do whatever they wanted.
Mike, I don't want to get into a whole bunch of heavy stats here. Did you know that LeBron has a negative net rating when he's on the court this year with the Cavs?
Like, I did not know that.
LeBron, it's weird. It's just flat out strange. LeBron has been through stretches of adversity on various teams that he's been on, but there have never been people just admitting that, look, his effort is an issue at times this year. Like, he's just checked out mentally in so many ways.
Yep.
And from what I can tell, Landry, you're kind of plugged in Cleveland. He's not taking the brunt of any of
Is he checked out or is he depressed?
Well, what's the difference? Like, I don't know if like what the DSM-4 says about that. we'll call him the same thing, checked out and or depressed.
Okay.
Is he checked out because he's depressed? Maybe.
Landry, is he checked out? Is he depressed?
Is he checked out? Is he depressed? Or is he morose?
All of the above.
Okay.
All of the above. Okay.
Why doesn't Dan Gilbert just trade him? Like, is the outroar going to be that much worse if he does it now Rockets, versus if he leaves in free agency?
I think that's one. It's such a big decision that you need time to really settle in and think about it.
A big decision to sit there and wait for him to leave?
The Rockets once almost traded Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah.
I know it's a totally different set of circumstances. I've always liked LeBron James throughout the vast majority of his NBA career, but I do think that he should get more heat than he's getting for this season. And this whole, and now all this reporting that I see on ESPN by these Brian Windhorst types about how LeBron is saying that the Cavs shouldn't have traded Kyrie Irving the way that they did,
Kyrie just didn't like playing with you, LeBron?
Well, and,
like, how much of this is LeBron just realizing, like, holy crap, like, did it take him a full 6 months to realize, like, wow, Kyrie really just up and left because he didn't like being around me?
And that's on him. That's on LeBron.
Like, LeBron, maybe my passive-aggressive social media strategy isn't necessarily the best way to get guys on board and to be cool with me. And not to mention that, like, yeah, that trade that a lot of people were lauding as somehow Cleveland had won or something at the time.
Including myself,
not looking
kind
so
of.
Hot right now, is it?
We have a Sherry's Berries giveaway for you guys coming up at 9:20 this morning. Melts down on a coach who is apparently leaving the NFL for a weird reason. Top of the hour. NFL predictions from ESPN.com. Which one of these are we buying or selling? Mike and Seth, Mad Radio on a Tuesday on Sports Radio 610.